This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The assertion from U.S. President Donald Trump that he has the, quote, ultimate authority on lifting stay-at-home directives and reopening the country's economy is facing a backlash. His proclamation is that he would be king, said New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. That statement cannot stand. The governor, speaking to reporters on Tuesday, explained that the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is not ambiguous in stating presidents do not have total authority, as the president declared the previous evening during a White House coronavirus briefing. The New York governor said the president is clearly spoiling for a fight with state leaders, but he says, I am not going to fight with him, explaining the COVID-19 pandemic is no time for any division between the federal and state governments. Also yesterday, President Trump presented a campaign-style video promoting his defense of actions combating the emerging coronavirus earlier this year, but skips over his actions during the entire month of February when he often downplayed concerns. Now the president is trying to defend himself against news accounts showing that he was warned in February about the advance of the virus in the United States, even as he publicly dismissed concerns and said health officials had it under control. The death toll in New York, by the way, ticked up a bit after 2 days of being below the 700 mark, prompting analysts to seek out a ray of hope that the death toll may, in fact, be on its way down. Not the case, as the city overnight saw 768 deaths. Former U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday endorsed his former second-in-command, Joe Biden, for president, saying he was a clear choice to replace President Donald Trump. The early pledge of support from President Obama marks a turning point in the former president's political activity against the president. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said today that the number of new cases of COVID-19 is easing in some parts of Europe, including Italy and Spain, but outbreaks are still growing in Britain and Turkey. WHO spokeswoman Dr. Margaret Harris told a briefing in Geneva that 90% of cases are coming from Europe and the United States. On vaccines, Dr. Harris said the candidate vaccines had to go through human safety trials and that the vaccines should not be expected before at least 12 months. British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak said the government was not facing a choice between slowing the spread of the coronavirus or protecting the economy. It's clear we must defeat this virus as quickly as possible, Sunak said today. That is not a choice between health and economics. That defies common sense. Some media reports tensions between Sunak and Health Minister Matt Hancock over the duration of the government's coronavirus lockdown, which is hammering the economy. With the number of infections in this country at more than 10,300, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced Tuesday that a nationwide lockdown would run through May the 3rd. Nigeria is also adding 2 more weeks to lockdown orders, while Turkey's president says a 48-hour weekend lockdown will be repeated this week. As though a worldwide pandemic was not enough, the southern states here in the U.S. have been devastated by storms that killed more than 30 people in the southeast and are spreading even more misery. The severe weather outbreak that began on Easter in the deep south caused floods, mudslides, and more than 1 million power outages by Monday. Officials say 11 died in Mississippi and 8 more died in Georgia. Other deaths were reported in Arkansas, Tennessee, and the Carolinas. As American workers and all manner of U.S. institutions are forced to adapt amid the coronavirus pandemic, so too must the U.S. Supreme Court. The highest court in the land announced on Monday that for the first time, the 9 judges will be hearing cases argued by teleconference rather than in the courtroom, including a closely watched dispute over whether President Donald Trump's tax and financial records should be disclosed. A court spokesman said in arguments in 10 cases will be heard by teleconferencing next month, and all 9 judges will participate remotely. The change is highly unusual, as the court has been historically resistant to embrace those new technologies. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said the Pentagon was deeply saddened by the loss of a sailor on the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier who died Monday of complications related to the coronavirus, the first active duty military service member to die from the virus. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.